just for fun. Music, too much.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
If we produce a development of some sort and make it available in a studio, then somebody will misuse it in next to no time. The disc jockey introducing Radio 1 can raise his voice, and that automatically reduces the level of the music.
Yes, indeed, we've even got Arnold back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first of the Tony Blackburn shows. I shall be waking up every morning, except Sunday, between...
Mind you, I don't know whose idea it was to economise with these horses. Down!
When the great white swan spreads its wings and flies across this station, you will know that it is 12:30. We pause for the costs over now to the newsroom.
Radio dramatist now becomes more like the composer than the theatre playwright in this respect. The radio dramatist having by far the greater orchestra to write for, and an infinitely larger field of tone, pitch, volume, time, and every sound in the world which may be taken in its original form or imitated, which may be used realistically or in some abstract way. The radio dramatist writes his play, as it were, with his ear alone. The world, his audience, and his orchestra.
If we produce a development and make it available in a studio, then somebody will misuse it in next to no time. And in doing so, produce this week's new noise.
The Roscoe Show.
The rock and roll revolution is here.
The sounds you can hear now are produced by conventional musical instruments in the rhythm section, piano, bass guitar, drums, and guitar. They're all recorded on separate tracks of a multi-track tape machine, so each one can be controlled separately. On the other tracks of the tape machine, we can add sounds from a synthesizer, sounds producing a melody line. That sound is something produced by a guitar played backwards on a tape. We can add echo effects to each or any of the tracks. Finally, we can mix all the various tracks together to produce the finished result.
Is this a new experience, a new way of hearing? Oh, yes. But is it just a more complex sensation and not an imaginative experience at all? Well, it depends, of course, on whose imaginative experiences we're being asked to share. At the most serious level, the possibilities are unprecedented. But similarly, at the least serious level, the technology offers the broadcaster an opportunity to be funny in a way his predecessors simply couldn't have shared.
This is the Open University?
On
the beat.